He tried to buy a gun. Those are terrifying words to survivors of domestic violence. Typically, a survivor would never know if their abuser tried to buy a gun and was denied after a background check. But now a state lawmaker and a domestic violence survivor want to change that. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has more in our continuing investigation with King 5 News.
Paula, we've agreed just to use her first name, has a permanent protection order against a former longtime boyfriend.
He was extremely scary.
Paula asked the court to protect her from him back in 1997. In a court filing, she said he had beaten her and her son and threatened to kill her and himself. Please, she wrote, make this stop. Even though Paula left that relationship nearly 20 years ago, she says,
you're always looking over your shoulder.
So she says it was like a punch to the stomach when we told her that records show her ex-boyfriend tried to buy a gun in March of 2015. That purchase was blocked after he failed a background check because of the protection order against him.
It just puts me on a heightened, like, level red alert.
Paula's ex-boyfriend is one of hundreds of people who tried to buy a gun in Pierce County, Washington last year, but were blocked. That's according to records obtained by King 5. FBI records show that background checks prevent around 4,000 firearms purchases each year in Washington state. It's a state and federal crime to lie and try to buy a gun, but our investigation has found that in Washington, police rarely, if ever, go after failed buyers. Paula says, at the least, there should be a system in place to alert someone like her when the person they have a protection order against tries to buy a gun.
Victims like me, who have tried so hard to make my life safe, my children's life safe, and I don't even get a courtesy call.
One person who agrees that needs to change is Democratic State Representative Drew Hansen.
This is no longer just my abuser's out walking around. It's my abuser has taken active steps to make him or herself more dangerous, probably to me.
Now, there's already an alert system in place in Washington for protection order petitioners. That system lets them know when the protective order has been served, and it reminds them when it's about to expire. Hansen plans to introduce legislation in January that would allow survivors to also be notified if the person they're protected from tries to buy a gun.
Maybe I just want to know so I can take a different route to work than usual. Maybe I stay at, you know, my family member's house for a week. Maybe I purchase my own firearm and take some self-defense training.
Hansen also wants frontline police officers to get an alert if, say, they stop a car and the driver just tried and failed to buy a gun. And he wants local police agencies to report up to the state the number of failed local background checks and information on any follow-up arrests and prosecutions. Hansen says he's been in touch with King County Sheriff John Urquhart, who recently told King 5 he doesn't have the resources to go after failed gun buyers.
What police officer that's now doing a job do I bring in to handle those cases? Homicide detective? No. Patrol officer? No. Me? No.
In Washington, local police agencies conduct the background checks for pistol purchases. Urquhart would like to see the Washington State Patrol take over that job, similar to how it works in Oregon. That's something Representative Hansen says he's open to considering. As for Paula, she says just a few years ago she escaped another abusive relationship. She feels like it's important to tell her story, but she was also very afraid to do this interview.
Because I can guarantee I will go to my grave fearing both of them.
She says these days she does carry a gun to protect herself. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.